always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the issue of $14 billion to address the southern border pushed back into the new year, the presidents of the U.S. and Mexico talked.
President Biden dialed up his counterpart in Mexico, reminding him that the migrant surge is now hurting U.S.-Mexican trade. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the two leaders agreed.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
The Republican House Speaker writing to President Biden that he should reinstate the tougher Trump-era border policies.
ABC's Andy Field. A jury in Tacoma, Washington acquitted three Tacoma cops of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the 2020 death in custody of Manny Ellis after being punched, choked, and kneeled on. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting that adult vaccination rates for flu, COVID, and RSV remain low, rates all under 50%. This is ABC News. Federal regulators proposing new rules restricting how internet sites can track and advertise to children online.
Websites that collect personal information from kids under 13 are already required to notify parents and obtain consent. The new proposals would limit push notifications that encourage kids to stay online longer, require targeted advertising to be off by default, and expressly tell companies they cannot keep children's information forever.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. ILO Holdings, SARI, parent company of Pornhub, entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with federal prosecutors in New York City. The company admits to receiving proceeds from sex trafficking and will be under a special monitor for 3 years. Separately, the European Union is imposing new requirements on three of the world's biggest porn sites, including Pornhub, including verifying the ages of users. The EU's digital services law aims to keep users safe from illegal content and dodgy products. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals
success. And DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that
in my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crowe. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing. And he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday. Hell, Dom, it's Friday Eve. It's nearly Christmas Eve. I can't believe next week's Christmas, dude.
I know, dude. Happy Thursday to you, Nate, on the board, as well as fair audience. Thank you for hanging out with us today. It feels like a Friday to me, man. I mean, I don't know. I got a lot of stuff going on, but like a lot of people are slowly checking out. You know what I mean? It seemed kind of very Friday-ish to me, but it's great to be with everyone.
Well, Dom, I hate to start with the sad story, but I feel I must. You know, some people, they're down on their luck this holiday season. You know, bad stuff happens to them. Hell, they might find themselves on the brink of financial disaster. And that's a sad story. Unless it's Rudy Giuliani. Rudy
of
Giuliani.
Of his own making?
Yeah, I think he brought this on himself, Dom. America's mayor is now broke-ass Rudy. And today, Dom, today, I would like you and I and the entire audience to have fun at Rudy's broke ass expense. I would like to play Rudy. So joke. Damn it.
Oh man.
I can't even deliver a punchline. Rudy. So broke joke. I got a Rudy joke. I got at least one. I got several.
So you want to do with Rudy. So broke ..
jokes. Yes.
Yeah.
Rudy.
It.
So broke
got
jokes. And I want you.
You,
Dom,
you,
and more importantly, you, the audience. I want you to play along. I want you to have some fun with us before the holidays. And, you know, I wouldn't normally make fun of a man so down on his luck, so desperate as Rudy. But it's frickin' Rudy Giuliani. I'm going to kick him.
Yes.
I'm going to kick him. I'm going to curb stomp him while he's down, Dom.
He deserves it. He brought this on himself. He made the lives of those election workers in Georgia hell.
You want to hear my first?
He lied about them. So he deserves everything he gets. You know, the judge said pay up now. And Rudy's like, I'm going to go bankrupt.
The judge yesterday said pay up. Pay the $148 million. Don't even get the 30 days grace period. Because you've effectively been a person who would show an inclination to shield and hide one's assets.
Yeah, right.
So in response to that ruling, Rudy promptly ran straight down to the federal bankruptcy court, and he declared Chapter 11, my understanding, Dom. And I'll get to my Rudy so broke joke in just a minute, but here's my question. How did this man get a half a billion dollars in the hole? Who's extending credit to Rudy to this degree? I mean, Nate and I were doing some math before we got on the air, and he's like, well, you know, he's got some lawyers. He owes money. I said, let's max it out. Let's say it's $10 billion to the lawyers, and it's $148 million to these election officials he defamed in Georgia.
Right.
I mean, there's still like $350 million in debt unaccounted for in this grandiose half a billion dollar liability statement and $10 million in assets, Don. So I would say he's a little upside down.
Underwater, perhaps? Is that the term?
I know that we've joked through the years, Don. Deutsche Bank and Russian oligarchs, the only thing funding the Trump enterprise. But who's funding Rudy's life up till now? Who's funding him? And Dom, I may have an answer. Before we get to the more important news of the day, and here's my Rudy joke, and you can play along at home, or on the radio, or the text line, 844-967-2789. Rudy's so broke, he can't afford layaway at the dollar store this Christmas.
Oh, come on, man.
It was my first crack at a Rudy's so broke
joke. The delivery is a little trying, man. Let me help you out. I'll be a little smoother with that delivery. Like, Rudy's so broke, when he goes to the park and sits at the pond, ducks throw bread at him. See, it's all in the delivery crew. You gotta work on that. You gotta be a little smooth.
Rudy's so broke, he was in a Kmart with a box of hefty bags. I said, "What you doing, Rudy?" He said, "Buying luggage."
Terrible.
Let me ask you this, Dom. How do we know that Donald Trump is not an insurrectionist?
We know. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, Crudy.
I've determined it's a joke.
It is self-evident. All right. What's the joke? How do we know, man, Crudy? How do we know?
I feel like I'm being heckled here on stand-up night. Thank you for trying to legitimately answer what was clearly a rhetorical question awaiting a punchline. How do we know that Trump is not an insurrectionist? He strongly denies it. He says, "I'm not an insurrectionist." Do you see, that's his statement today. I am not an insurrectionist. I'm not clear if Dom's going to participate in the show or not. Let me tell you what I read, Dom. Trump, "I'm not an insurrectionist." Now, we don't have the sound of this. We'd play the sound if we had it. But former President Trump today denied that he is an insurrectionist after President Biden said it was self-evident that was said yesterday on the tarmac, General Mitchell in Milwaukee. President Biden said it was self-evident Trump was one for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. "I'm not an insurrectionist," Trump wrote on the Truthies social, specifically pointing to his comments on January 6, in which he encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. You know, he's used that line quite a bit. Now, Trump also claimed Biden is an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Again, that projection thing he likes to do. "It's not me, it's him. Joe's an insurrectionist." Continuing a pattern in which the former president accuses his opponents and critics of the same thing he's accused of doing. Is that it? "I am rubber and you're glue, and whatever I'm accused of bounces off of me and sticks onto you." In a Tuesday ruling, the Colorado Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision affirmed Trump engaged in insurrection by inflaming his supporters with false claims of election fraud and directing them to the Capitol, preventing him from a second White House term under the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. Now, we all know Trump supporters violently stormed the Capitol, although apparently they were directed by John Nichols from The Nation, our buddy. That was part of Trump's recent court filings. But anyways, back to the Hill's reporting. Trump supporters violently stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021 to try and stop the certification of Biden's victory in the 2020 election. And Trump's campaign has said it will appeal the Colorado ruling swiftly. Of course they will. Biden on Wednesday declined to weigh in on the court's decision on whether Trump should be removed from the ballot, but he said it was self-evident Trump supported an insurrection. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, we'll let the court make that decision, Biden said. We played this on for you yesterday. If you didn't hear it, where were you? More from Biden, but he certainly supported an insurrection. There's no question about it. None, zero. And he seems to be doubling down on it. I'm not an insurrectionist. This is the newest from Trump. That's how we know he indeed is an insurrectionist.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Yes. Now I'm quick to point out. Very, very Nixonian. I am not a crook. I am not an insurrectionist. And Nixon resigned in disgrace. And, you know, you would have been better off to do so, sir. But history will judge you. And I constantly judge you. And anyways, going to have a little fun on this Thursday edition. And we need your help. 844-967-2789. I find it nearly hilarious that Rudy Giuliani has filed bankruptcy. He's broke-ass Rudy. And, you know, we'll talk about that some. But it's unusual to know. Back to Trump just for a minute. Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss here, nearly was done in by Donald Trump last elective season. The Assembly, they are on the ballot every 2 years. And if you'll recall, Trump came to Wisconsin specifically to, what, support Tim Michaels, that carpetbagger, what a fine candidate he made, and to support Adam Steen, who was, what, the primary opponent of Robin Voss. Now, I likewise endorsed Adam Steen. I did it for the mischief. Trump and I share that quality, like the chaos. But Robin Voss nearly lost his election in the primary against some young yokel, Adam Steen. Well, here is what's very interesting. Jesse Poyen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had this to say, and we'll take your calls. The Rudy So Broke jokes, want to hear yours, and I see people starting to line up, so we'll go there next. But Voss won't vote for Trump in the primary, but it's too early to tell for the general election? That's yes, Robin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss really doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump, he claims. But if the former president is the Republican nominee, he won't rule it out. I can tell you that when the election comes around in the fall, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden, Voss told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So it probably means whoever the Republican nominee is, just like I've done every year that I've ever been alive, that I can vote. I'm sure I'll vote for that Republican nominee. I just hope that it's not Donald Trump. And the question asked here by the fine journalist, I believe Jesse Apoyan, does that mean he'll vote for Trump if he's on the ballot next year? Too early to tell, says Voss. Is it too early to tell? Really? Whether or not you would support Donald Trump, the guy that went directly against you in your primary? Is it too early to tell? I think I would make that decision early. I think I could make that one for you, Robin. Now, Trump currently holds a dominant lead in the Republican presidential primary polls. More likely than not, he's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I think they deserve each other. Trump and this party, Robin Voss, you'll be voting for him in the fall, won't you, Robin? Now, Rudy, back to Rudy. Broke-ass Rudy. We're going to let you participate. We don't kick a man when he's down, unless it's Rudy. 844-967-2789. You're broke-ass Rudy. Rudy so broke jokes. They could be next. Come back, Devil's Advocates. It's a Funny is Funny Thursday edition.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us in the frivolity of what is the greatest radio show ever at 844-967-2789.
Well, as the song says, more money, more problems. How about no money, more problems?
That's worse.
844-967-2789. We got some that want to play along with the Rudy So Broke joke edition of the Devil's Advocates. Looking for your funny one-liners or, you know, general contributions to the show. Starting with our old pal, been too long, Aldous from Madison. Welcome back, Aldous.
Hey, Aldous.
Well, hello. Hey, so yeah, obviously you never kick a man when he's down, but is Rudy really a man at this point? Anyway, let's go into this though. Rudy, so broke that his picture is next to every self-checkout register in America already.
Rudy's so broke, he's the face on the food stamp.
Your genuine Rudy card, right?
Aldous, thanks for your contribution. We've got a few more lining up. We want to get to as many as we can. 844-967-2789. Oh, my! The original Claire!
Claire?
Prove it's the original Claire.
Hi, Devils.
Oh, it's Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire. How you been, sister?
I've been good.
You know, the only way to really prove it is to sing a little bit of a doe, a deer, a female deer.
No.
I don't get it.
Claire, do you have a one-liner for us, a Rudy So Broke joke today?
Yes, I do. I actually have two options.
Oh.
The first, Rudy's so broke, he can't afford hair dye anymore.
Oh, damn. And he uses a lot of that. It's going to be rough for him.
Yeah. And the other one is, Rudy's so broke, he can't even have a presser at Four Seasons Lawn Care anymore.
He's going, what, to the Two Seasons?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just fall and winter for Rudy from now on. Claire, any other political thoughts?
If Trump gets immunity from SCOTUS, I will move to Canada.
I will beat you there, Claire. Claire, happy holidays. So good to hear from you. You know, it's always great when old friends join us around the Christmas time or whatever you celebrate. 844.
Festivus. Festivus. It will be Festivus on Saturday. I celebrate Festivus. I have a little Festivus pole on my kitchen, on my dining room table at home. I celebrate the Festivus.
Tomorrow will be Festivus observed on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do the Friday grievances. We'll air them here. But today, Dom, today is the Rudy So Broke joke edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to have fun with this while people continue to have steam and funny one-liners.
Like, I think the combination of you and Claire, Rudy Giuliani's so broke, can he only afford to do pressers at the Two Seasons?
But yeah, yesterday Aaron did the rim shot for us. Nate, come on, man.
Yeah,
he's working the phones. He's working the phones. He's getting the one-liners lined up. Let's go back to the phones. 844-967-2789. It's okay if you're a new one. We'd like to hear from you. Tony the trucker out there on the roads. How you doing, Tony? What do you got for us?
Hey, we're doing good. Doing good. Roads are busy, but I will not be singing on the radio today either.
Only the original Claire can set a tone suitable for the radio.
Wasn't that Betsy? I thought it was Betsy.
Oh, maybe it was Betsy. Maybe that's why Claire didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Tony?
Well, I got to digress. You said something earlier about Donald Trump. He claims he's not an insurrectionist.
That's what he says today on the Truthy Social.
Comedy Thursday, I got to throw this out there. Stormy Daniels claims he's not an erectionist either.
I like where you went there, Tony. You know, flirting right with the FCC, but I like where you went there.
Well, I keep it clean, you know. I try anyway. So
keep it classy, Tony.
You're the highlight of my day. Thanks. Keep up the good work,
thanks,
gentlemen.
Man.
All right. Tony the Trucker.
Awesome.
Wonder what he's hauling around. Hopefully someone's Christmas gift getting delivered by Tony right now. Let's turn our attention. Beth from Valparaiso, Indiana. Beth, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Do you have a joke for us? A Rudy So Broke joke, perhaps.
I do. Good to talk to you guys again. Rudy's so broke that he's going to have to go to work for Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss, and he's going to make back money to pay them. He's going to make back money to pay them by starting a TV series called, or a new making a movie called Driving Miss Ruby.
Oh.
And he will chauffeur Ruby Freeman around.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think the poor Ruby, do you think she would want a drunk chauffeur, though? Because I'm not clear that Ruby would be the guy I would want as my wheel man.
It'd be a lot of great quality time with Rudy in the car. I'm not so sure. I hadn't thought about that. I don't want to make her suffer more. That would be more pain and suffering money.
That would be tough. That would be tough. I mean, he should be able to work off the debt, Beth, but I don't know if he'll be the driver.
I'm not even sure he's insurable at this point. I mean, they do a credit check, right? What's Rudy's score? -7?
Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys. I love you.
Back at you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks
Merry
for
Christmas
listening.
To you.
Please join us for Festivus Observed on Friday, 844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
Rudy's so broke that he was caught at Walmart buying trash bags, and when asked what he was buying, he said he was buying his luggage.
Yeah. Come on, yeah, listen, the whole time, Crudy, we already laid that one on us.
It sounded like Steven said, Crudy's so broke.
Yeah.
And I do, in fact, use the 2-ply for my travel luggage. You did miss that
Merry
one,
Christmas,
Steven.
You guys.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You miss even one Rudy So Broke joke and repeat it.
Right.
And you might get chastised on the greatest radio show ever. So you got to listen every moment of every day. 844-967-2789. If you would like to play along, and I haven't even checked the text line. That's always a great place for your funny one-liners. So I'll get there next. But we are taking your phone calls. You know, it's a little sad that Rudy finds himself down in the dumps this year. Rudy Giuliani, that is. And he filed for federal bankruptcy protection today. But my understanding, that will not shield the $148 million judgment against him. But Dom, he does have gainful employment in a couple of different ways.
Cameo.
Well, we know about the cameo. And then also on the America's Mayor's podcast he does each day, he's got a sponsor. You might question, who would sponsor Rudy?
The MyPillow guy?
It's going to remain a mystery unless you come back. You got to listen to every moment, every day. But I will tell you
jokes.
Who's Rudy's sponsor. And we're going to hear from you fine people with the funnies, the one-liners, the Rudy So Broke jokes. But don't be repetitive or we might chastise you. 844-96-PARTY.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the issue of $14 billion to address the southern border pushed back into the new year, The presidents of the U.S. and Mexico talked.
President Biden dialed up his counterpart in Mexico, reminding him that the migrant surge is now hurting U.S.-Mexican trade. National Security spokesman John Kirby says the two leaders agreed.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
The Republican House Speaker writing to President Biden that he should reinstate the tougher Trump-era border policies.
ABC's Andy Field. A jury in Tacoma, Washington acquitted three Tacoma cops of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the 2020 death in custody of Manny Ellis after being punched, choked, and kneeled on. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting that adult vaccination rates for flu, COVID, and RSV remain low, rates all under 50%. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News Director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And it doesn't seem quite Christian-like to kick man while he's down at this holiday season, but it is Rudy Giuliani, so we are doing it. 844-967-2789. Rudy,
I have no problem with this.
Flat ass
this
broke.
Is so deserved and appropriate. Yes. Give me your Rudy so broke joke. 844-967-2789.
I got one. Rudy so broke this Christmas. He got a box, put two sticks in it, spun it, and told his son, there's your Xbox.
Terrible.
844-967-2789. You think I'm terrible? You should see some of these submissions. The old faithful Rudy so broke, he can't afford to pay attention. Well, a couple people haven't been paying attention. Rudy so broke, he's picking up roadkill for Christmas dinner. What else we got here? Can't pay attention. Rudy so broke, he can't even marry his cousin. According to Ed from Madison, Rudy apparently did marry a cousin. And given Rudy's penchant for dressing in drag, he's so broke he had to dress up as Stormy Daniels and work Trump for some money. Yeah. Was he getting paid to not have sex with him?
That's what they do now.
844-967-2789. If you would like to share your Rudy so broke joke, now would be the time. Kick him while he's down. And I'll tell you what he's selling on the America's Mayor podcast in just a moment. But let's get to a few more of yours. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick. You're going to have to help me with the joke. What was the police commissioner's name in New York City?
Bertie Carrick?
Yeah. There you go. He's so broke he can't pay his dues at the Love Palace that they had together.
Him and Bertie Carrick? Yeah. Had to get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had, seriously, you know, I read many years ago that Giuliani was part of that whole cabal, too, and he was there a lot. So he can't pay his dues there.
Giuliani's so broke. What do you think he's drinking this Christmas, Dick?
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Kool-Aid.
He'd probably drink the stuff he puts on his hair.
He's so broke, he's got to drink his hair dye.
You know, but seriously, this is so pathetic at every level. I mean, he's not broke, and he's never going to worry about where his next meal is coming from. I predicted this to Sue, my wife. I said, he's going to declare bankruptcy just like, what's his name, the horrible person.
Alex Jones.
Come on, man. We can't fill in all your blanks. And here's what I will say, Dick. Of course, Rudy's going to get fed. They give you three hots and a cot in prison for the rest of your life.
Three squares a day, but I bet he loses his mattress.
844-967-2789. Rudy so broke jokes at a premium here. Pistol Pete from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Pistol. What do you got?
Hey, Pete. What's up?
Hey, Rudy is so broke he can't afford shoe polish to dye his hair.
I agree, Pistol Pete. Any other thoughts, my friend? Work. All right, man. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Is that what you use? Shoe polish? You and Earl?
Jokes are hard, man.
Jokes are hard. Some are finding it more difficult than others. Larry from Madison, you got a funny one? Welcome, Larry. What do you got for us?
Yeah, pretty much. Rudy is so broke. Well, I guess really that's just a comment and not really a joke, isn't it? He's so broke. Hopefully he stays broke financially, spiritually, and for his future. You know, it just... I agree with that, though. Rudy is just so broke.
Well, Larry, that's not so much a joke as you just rooting against the guy at this point.
Well, it makes me laugh.
Appreciate
your joke for an observation, Larry. We appreciate it.
844-967-2789. We're doing Rudy so broke jokes. Rudy so broke, my jack-o'-lantern's got better dental work than he does.
Oh, damn.
844-967-2789.
Dale from Kenosha, you're up. Welcome, Dale. What's your Rudy so broke joke?
Hey, Dale.
Yes, Rudy. Hi. Rudy's so broke, he asked Rudolph to light his house with his nose.
Rudy's got his own shiny red nose. He doesn't need Rudolph, Dale.
Rudy's so broke, he's going to lead Santa's sleigh with that nose.
Dale, Merry Christmas.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate 844-967-2789.
Our pal Judy, now from Racine. Welcome, Judy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Judy.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you.
Likewise.
You, Crudy, and the Love Muffin. So, anyway.
We know which one you favor, Judy, but go ahead.
I can't help it.
She can't help it. I keep telling him, Judy. He just doesn't accept it.
Judy, you got a Rudy so broke joke? Since obviously you got no love for yours truly.
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays to you and happy festivus and whatever for Love Muffin.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay. And Rudy is so broke, he's way underwater without a tank.
Yes, he is. He's way underwater. Thank you, Judy. Good to hear from you.
Rudy's so broke, he's drinking Mad Dog 1010s? 844-967-2789. The other Claire from Sun Prairie. Been a while since we heard from both Claires. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us?
Hey, Claire.
Oh, Rudy's so broke, he can't drop a dime on Trump.
I love it.
Rudy's so broke, I saw him walking around with the penny. I said, what are you doing, Rudy? He said, I'm going to the bank with my life savings.
Yeah, he's stretching a penny and making wire out of it. See you later.
Well done, Claire. My favorite so far. Let's just say, what was it? Rudy's so broke, he can't afford to drop a dime on Donald Trump.
844-967-2789. Sam from Waukesha. Welcome, Sam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sam.
Hi. Rudy's so broke, he'll be moving in with Borat soon.
Lovely wife. Many good times.
I don't know, man. You know, I keep thinking about that scene in that movie when he puts his hand down his pants when he's in the hotel room
with what he thought was a teenage girl.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know, they claim he
dog food. Yeah,
they claim he walks around popping Viagra. I got to think those things add up. You know, they'll be
those are expensive.
Are they? How much, Sam?
I don't know for sure.
The chief, you can get him online. Don't worry about it, Sam. It's the internet.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Come on, man. Rudy's so broke, he's going to be selling you his Viagra.
Apparently, you already bought him. Rudy's so broke, the theme of the hour. Apparently, Rudy Giuliani, formerly America's mayor, and, I mean, he was kind of a big deal once upon a time, right, Dom? And today he declared bankruptcy, $500 million in debt, and I would wonder who's extending the credit. But I've got a little coverage, then we'll get back to the Rudy so broke jokes. As a federal judge ordered Rudy Giuliani to immediately cough up $148 million he owes to two Georgia election workers he defamed, the former New York City mayor hawked unapproved supplements that he said could be used both as Christmas ornaments and to help me fight the traitors. They're multi-purpose vitamins, Dom.
They're multivitamins in a different way. I'm not clear here. So
let's see.
Vitamins that you would hang on a tree?
If you're Rudy, Judge Beryl Howell in a 13-page ruling Wednesday sided with election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who had asked the court to nix a requirement for them to wait 30 days before seeking enforcement of their financial judgment against Rudy in light of his track record as an uncooperative litigant. Now, the judge granted their request, knowing that Giuliani might conceal his assets if he were given more time based on an ample record, in this case of Giuliani's efforts to conceal or hide his assets. Why would you arrive at that conclusion? Because he's already made an effort prior to conceal his assets, according to the judge. And with his legal and financial woes mounting, the former federal prosecutor took to his live stream program, America's Mayor Live Dom, late Wednesday to defend his former boss, the same one who reportedly rebuffed his pleas for help paying his bills after his crusade to overturn the 2020 elections blew up in their faces, sort of collectively. We're in fascist territory here, Giuliani declared, citing his own legal setbacks in a bombshell ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court blocking Trump from the state's primary ballot for his role in the January 6th insurrection. The four judges that wrote that opinion, wait for it, Dom, they raped the Constitution, said Rudy. Rape the Constitution. Giuliani said, describing it as an illegal, violent ripping up. Trump's campaign has already vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Giuliani went to double down on the popular MAGA talking points, railing against Joe Biden for what he described as giving away the country to undocumented immigrants and claiming there would be no war in Ukraine if Trump were still in charge. No, he'd have given the Ukrainians over to the Russians long before now. And Rudy's rants were punctuated by awkward promotions for Balance of Nature supplements, which have been the subject of several warnings from the Food and Drug Administration over the company's claims that its products could be used to diagnose, cure, mitigate, treat, or prevent diseases such as cancer, heart disease, cirrhosis, diabetes, asthma, and COVID-19. And Giuliani, apparently getting into the holiday spirit despite the staggering financial judgment against him, urged followers not only to take the supplements every day, but to use the empty bottles to decorate their Christmas trees. Rudy's so broke, he's decorating his Christmas tree with empty bottles, Dom. Last night, I showed you how to put one together, he said on the Wednesday show, holding up a Balance of Nature bottle with a wire hook inserted into the top. This one's going on the tree now. I'm going to have two on my tree. Not only are they wonderful as a stocking stuffer, he said, but all purchases of the supplement help me fight the traitors. Rudy's so broke.
Crafty.
He's selling Balance of Life supplements the FDA has warned people not to take. And they're handy because you can also hang the empty bottles as your Christmas ornaments.
Only if you're crafty like Rudy. Crudy, I did pull up the bankruptcy filing. And I want to be clear here. How many creditors do you have? There's a box to check and they give you a range. He checks the box for the number of creditors between 1 and 49. Question 19, how much do you estimate your assets to be worth? Again, checking a box between $1 million and $10 million. Big range.
On the high end, and how much? It's $10
million. And yes, on the high end. And how much do you estimate your liabilities to be? Liabilities are between $100,000. I'm sorry, $100 million and $500 million.
So we don't know. But what I had seen reported is he had liabilities of $500 million and assets no greater than $10 million. And that begs the question, who's given Rudy credit? Rudy's so broke. You know, I got a few more in mind, but I want to leave a little meat on the bone for you. We got lots of people that want to play along. We're going to have some fun Thursday because funny is funny. And if you can kick Rudy Giuliani while he's down, I recommend you do so right here on the greatest radio show ever. You know, it's the Christian thing to do. More devil's advocates. Come on, share your dollar with me.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? And if you drive while you're high, law enforcement can definitely tell. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the super cool Civic Media app. It's free. It's on your favorite app stores, and you can take the Devils with you everywhere you go. And you can just hit the button. It automatically calls or texts at 844-967-2789.
And there are a lot of great texts on the text line right now. I'll share a few while there's time, and then we'll go straight back to the lines. Be patient, please. Rudy's so broke that CJ feels sorry for him and invited him over for Christmas. Rudy's so broke he can only afford to be two sheets to the wind when he goes on TV. That's a pretty good one. What else we got here? Rudy's so broke his finances are finally catching up to his morals. Yes, that's not so much a joke as an observation.
Right.
Here's a good one, Dom. You'll like this one, I think. Coming in from the WMDX, the 608. Rudy's so broke that he could fart in his pocket and still not have a cent. Another couple more from the text line here. They're pretty good. Rudy's so broke he can't afford a MyPillow. Damn, that's broke. Rudy's so broke he can't score bootleg Viagra. It says here, Rudy is now the number three whore in all of Trumplandia. Rudy's so broke he got hired by the Four Seasons to mow lawns. Hopefully he won't blow it by showing up at the hotel. And let's see. Well, there's a few more, but some of these probably should be pre-screened. Rudy's so broke joke day. We're going to do this at least for like eight more minutes. 844-967-2789. So get your best punchlines while there's still time. Damn it. Can't make it work. Here I go. I'm back to making it work. Rico from Rock County. Nate lied to you, man. We didn't get you in the last segment.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. Yeah, having fun with this topic. Hey. You ever been as broke as Rudy? Half a billion in the hole? I mean.
Oh, no. I highly doubt that.
Best Rudy could hope for is to die in his sleep.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking, you know, things are so expensive over there in New York. Maybe him and Santos, they could hook up and room together, you know, split the rent and everything. That's what I was thinking. But Rudy, see, he's so broke, he's gone down to Fleshman's Vodka and Blatt's Beer. And Rudy, I want to help you out. You know, if you buy the Blatt's in returnable bottles, you get a little bit better of a deal. Just find somebody to haul it down there for you.
Hell, we used to make furniture out of old Milwaukee returnables in college.
Hey, guys, have a Merry Christmas, so thanks.
Thank you.
You too, Rico. Appreciate it, man.
844-967-2789. Having a little fun. The topic, Rudy So Broke jokes. If you got a good one, share it now. Steve from Lodi, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Yeah.
Good, Steve. Good.
Rudy
Rudy is so broke that he makes the Grand Canyon look like a hairline fracture.
I like that one, Steve.
Thank you.
Dom's giggling on the inside. Karate Man giggles on the inside. Steve, thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. You know, happy whatever Festivus. You celebrate. Tomorrow, we will observe Festivus right here on the big show. 844-967-2789. Rudy So Broke Thursday edition. Chuck, you're next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Rudy So Broke, the bank foreclosed on his penny loafers.
I like that one, Chuck.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays, just to piss off the conservatives.
It's a war on Christmas. Thanks,
happy
Chuck.
Happy holidays to you, Chuck. Thanks, man.
844-967-2789. Having a little more fun with Rudy So Broke jokes. Cindy from Appleton, you got one for us?
Hey, Cindy.
I do. Rudy's so broke, he now knows what it feels like to not have a pot to pee in.
Or a Russian hooker to do it for him.
Yep.
We'll put that one aside right now. 844-967-2789. Our boy, Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Rudy's so broke that Schadenfreude feels sorry for him. God bless us, everyone.
God bless us all.
Be well, Mark. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. 844-967-2789. Still could be time for your hot takes on Rudy So Broke jokes. Ah, Dom, you look like you got one. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? You got a joke for us?
Hey, Hoosier.
Hello, who's your Bob?
Bob, what's happening? No Bob?
No, lost Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Rudy's so broke. For that. His TV's got two channels, on and off.
Oh, we'll try this again. Try it again. We got Jim from Appleton. I guess we'll see if we can grab Hoover. Who's your Bob? See if Bob's still there, will you please, Nate? Jim from Appleton, you're next. What do you got for us, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Rudy is so broke, he can't afford airfare to Russia anymore. He's going to have to hitch a ride on a trawler.
Jim, does it make you feel bad at all as a human being that Rudy is having such difficulties at this time of year?
Not Rudy, no, sorry.
No, me neither.
Better if it were Trump.
His day's coming, Jim. Be patient.
844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? You there this time, fella?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
I'm not as broke as Rudy.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with a joke, and I'm usually pretty good at it, but I can't find a joke in this. Rudy is nothing more than a symptom of what's wrong with that Republican Party. He's not a joke. He's a symptom. He's a disease. He's an illness.
Well, Hoosier Bob, that doesn't seem like a lot of fun.
No, but I don't disagree. And if Rudy Giuliani is a symptom of the disease, then the devil's advocates are the cure.
Dominic, Rudy's so broke, when he goes to KFC, he's got to lick other people's fingers.
Ah, oh, gross, man. Nasty.
Well, we'll see if we're moving on topically. I suspect we are. We'll find more important debate topics and perhaps fun stuff. You know, we're going to catch up with those Duke boys. You see what Bo had to say?
Yeah,
he's going to have trouble with more than the Revenuers. I got the feeling. Y'all come back now. You hear more Devil's Advocates.
Shocked, I tell you.
A happier, happy hour begins right now.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Got,
come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard.